Councilwoman Blondell Reynolds-Brown kicked off the new year by introducing legislation calling for annual city certification of all daycares in Philadelphia. The councilwoman says smaller home-based daycare operations aren't checked up on enough despite a mandate under Pennsylvania law.
Inspection should happen on an annual basis. Our research revealed to us that no, they are absolutely not. In fact, there are some child care centers that haven't been looked at in more than 2-3 years.
Her bill would require certification that the building is in compliance with fire safety and other property requirements, along with a certification that it is lead paint free and has met water quality requirements, among other things. Following this month's deadly fire escape collapse, Councilman Curtis Jones is calling for hearings. He's concerned some of the older buildings in the city could be crumbling and people don't know it.
Well, I wouldn't classify it as many, but not enough are assuring us anyway that those structures are sound. The average house in Philadelphia is over 50 years old. It's time to take a look at it.
A fire escape expert who teaches building inspectors how to look for trouble signs says most of the older escapes he reviews in Philadelphia have problems that could result in injuries or even death. In the wake of this week's oil train derailment that caused a scare but no spills, Councilman Kenyatta Johnson is calling for the freight rail company, CSX, to come to a council investigative hearing to explain its maintenance procedures. He says there are warning signs near the freight tracks.
It's a lack of commitment to maintain their bridges and their railways. I mean, in parts of my Southwest district, their railways are filthy, filled with trash. A lot of illegal dumping takes place along their railways, and they don't make a good effort in maintaining it.
Johnson says he's reaching out to speak to CSX, but he wants the hearing so company officials can explain the situation to all of council. Other bills introduced at the first meeting include one paving the way for the new Comcast tower and one amending the city's indoor smoking ban to cover electronic cigarettes. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.